This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. The Ball State community is finishing up the second week of the 10-week summer semester already. The campus is adjusting its COVID mask policy for those outside of buildings on the Muncie campus. The question is, what about vaccination requirements for the fall semester, such as Notre Dame and Indiana universities have in place for their faculty, staff, and students? Joining us again for a Ball State pandemic update and answers to other questions is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you here. Will Ball State have a vaccination requirement for fall semester for students, faculty, and staff?
Well, we're continuing to evaluate the options. We have to put that in context. One is, I think we all share the same objective, which is we want to resume a traditional on-campus educational experience and the co-curricular and social activities that our students enjoy. And we want to do that with as few restrictions and do that safely. With that context, we are looking at several factors as we monitor what other institutions are doing. One is the legal authorization to have a mandate like that. And as you know, the vaccines are still under an emergency use authorization. And so there really is a question as to whether a public institution can mandate vaccines for employees. And so while that issue remains unresolved, we don't want to invite lawsuits and objections. We want to prefer to find a constructive pathway to getting people vaccinated. We're also looking at the approach that Purdue is taking, which is to give essentially employees and students two options. One option is to be subjected to very regular or frequent testing, or if people want to avoid that responsibility, they can voluntarily provide proof of a vaccination. That seems to me, we're looking at that, that seems to me to be a practical and pragmatic approach to encouraging as many people as possible to get vaccinated.
Do you know when a decision will be made on that?
I think we'll be making a decision within the next few weeks, because whatever approach we take, we certainly want to give our students and our employees ample time to get vaccinated prior to when classes resume on campus in August.
There was an email sent out to the campus community and perhaps beyond about masks not being required on the Ball State campus outside of buildings. What can you tell us on that decision and anything else close to it?
Yes, that decision, as you know, was consistent with recent CDC guidance that if you are vaccinated and you are outside, you do not need to wear a mask. Now, the CDC guidance actually went further to say that inside you don't need a mask if you've been vaccinated. Our policy says if you're in a setting with people whom you know are vaccinated, then you don't necessarily need to require masks. But we've not gone as far as the CDC has yet. But I would anticipate that we'll be looking at that over the next couple of weeks as well.
Turning now to business, we understand that CanPack, which makes aluminum cans, will be building a facility out at Cowan Road South, just on the far south side of Muncie, and that Living Greens will be putting a food-growing facility inside a Shell building, also out on Cowan Road. Will Ball State have a hand in training workers at those places, or is there any relationship with those two new entities?
We don't presently have a relationship with them, but like you, I'm encouraged by those announcements. We know that good quality jobs like those can contribute to the revitalization of our city and our region. But if we can play a role in helping to train workers or their management employees, we certainly would welcome the opportunity to do so. I think we spoke several weeks ago about the role the university played in creating an East Central Indiana Talent Collaborative, a designation from the state. And so these new employment opportunities will give us the opportunity to accelerate that initiative.
Turning now to the Muncie Community Schools, what is the status of the Muncie Community Schools? A condition report, if you will, on staffing, finances, and enrollment as the school year wraps up.
Well, I've been encouraged by the progress that we've made in our partnership with the Muncie Community Schools, and I'm grateful to the school board, to the administration, and particularly grateful to the loyal and dedicated teachers and staff who are working with us to deliver on our promise of providing an excellent public education to all the children here in Muncie. You know, you'll recall when we began these conversations 3 years ago, enrollment at MCS was plummeting. Today, enrollment has stabilized, and preliminary data continues to show that fewer families are electing to enroll their children in other schools. Also, prior to the partnership, the prior board and administration had great difficulty in balancing the budget. I think in the prior 10 years, there's only one balanced budget. First 3 years with the new administration and the new school board, they've balanced the budget every year. And also, they're going to pay back the loan that they received from the state. They're going to pay back that loan several years early. And so, and then as a result of the balanced budget and that fiscal discipline, we've had the opportunity, the new administration and the school board have had the opportunity to provide compensation to the teachers and staff. And we always believe that good teachers were the key to our success. And again, for many years prior to the partnership, there were little, if any, raises for the teachers and staff. And yet, in each of the first 3 years of the partnership, there's either been one-time supplemental pay or recurring salary increases or both. And on Tuesday evening, the school board took an extraordinary step. I think one news outlet referred to it as unprecedented. They're increasing teacher compensation by $1.4 million next year. They're increasing starting salaries. They're giving additional increases to experienced teachers. And then, because of what I mentioned a moment ago, that long period of time without pay increases, they're giving additional increases to teachers who have been at Muncie Community Schools for at least 5 years.
As I understand it, the starting salaries in Muncie Community School System would be in the low $40,000 range. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. I believe the minimum has been increased now to $42,000. That's an increase of, I think, at least $3,000, maybe $4,000 over the previous minimum starting salary. So that's about a 10% increase in that starting salary.
Well, President Jeff Murns, we're out of time. Thanks again for being with us here on the Ball State Pandemic Update.
Thank you, Stan, and enjoy a long weekend.
You as well.
Thank you.
For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.